Neuroviruses. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, it's estimated that every year in this country, 48 million of us will suffer from a foodborne illness. That's one out of every six. And normally we think of these illnesses being caused by bacteria, such as Salmonella and E. coli. But according to food safety expert Angela Fraser,
the most common cause of foodborne disease is now neuroviruses. And in fact, 58% of all food poisoning in the U.S. is attributed to noroviruses.
Fraser says that the virus that causes inflammation of the stomach and large intestine can be spread easily by touch, air, and in food.
And so sick people who are handling food or who are working in a restaurant or who are harvesting products are typically the source of viruses.
The symptoms resemble those from bacterial contamination. However, although we do have familiar rules about controlling or killing bacteria in food, such as cooking to the correct temperature and keeping raw and cooked food separated,
viruses may or may not be destroyed by cooking. It doesn't mean that cooking won't kill the viruses. We just don't have any evidence right now.
Which is why Fraser, who's with Clemson University, is among a 17-institution collaboration looking into the issue.
Our aim is to study how do we reduce the burden of illness attributed to norovirus.
And Fraser says they hope to do that by developing more concrete procedures that can help reduce and control the spread of the virus outbreaks. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.